This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almased.com.
Weather's going to be perfect all throughout the Carnival weekend, Mardi Gras weekend, whatever you want to call it. I pose my question, religious significance, not even considered. Don't bring that into this. But do you prefer Mardi Gras or Christmas for family fun, food, and festivities? I guess I forgot what the other one was. Anyway, but people are saying, most people are saying Mardi Gras. Somebody said I love both. However, I typically think at Christmas, I can't wait till Mardi Gras, but I don't say the opposite. So there you go. What was the song going to commercial? That was Jesse Hill and Oopoopa Doo. I was watching the TV the other night, and they were doing a live report from a parade, and the reporter was talking, and the grand marshal goes walking by in the background, and who should it be? What to my wondering eye should appear but Dr. Corey Hebert is the grand marshal and the crew of music, was it, Doc?
Yes, it was. And it was really surprisingly, awesome. I'd never been to it. It was just the second year, and it was just a really great, wholesome West Bank parade. It was really nice. It only went on Monday, so it was like we had all the bands and things. It was great.
But you've ridden in a parade before, certainly.
Yes, I'm in Rex. Yes, I actually happen to enjoy these types of things. I'm also in Zulu. I'm a reveler.
I didn't think you were supposed to say you were in Rex, were you? I thought it was a secret society.
Yeah, I'm not.
You just, but didn't you? What?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. let's talk about, you know, it is. It's that damn dangerous vaccine that affected your brain. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, for the love of God. Let's talk about what's going on with measles, Doc.
Yeah, it's we've had a real big issue here in the last couple of months. And the reason why is because we had an influx of people that are not vaccinated into the state of Texas. Now, where these people came from, some of them came from south of the border, some of them came from other places in the United States that were citizens of the United States. And, you know, measles is a very extremely contagious disease. And so we have an outbreak right now in New Mexico as well as Texas. And for the first time since 2015, someone has died from the measles. And that is something that is just not appropriate. And the reason why I'm so upset about it is because the information that's being given out right now is just not legitimate. And I was concerned about our leadership when it comes to vaccines, and we all know what I'm talking about. I'm just concerned because once Kennedy was asked about this measles outbreak, he was like, "Oh, this is something that happens every year. It's no big deal." And that's a little bit misleading, because even though we do have measles outbreaks in the United States every year, you know, we have right now on the pace to far outpace the measles outbreaks from the last couple of years. Usually I'm about 200 cases, maybe 250. But we are now very close to that, and no one has died. And by him even saying that part, that, you know, that people, that we do have these outbreaks every year, that is the problem. We are having increases in these outbreaks because people are not vaccinating. And that, it's simple. It's not, you know, it's not rocket science to know that when we got rid of measles, not because we just decided we didn't want measles anymore. You know, we didn't get rid of polio because we decided we didn't want to have polio anymore. We got rid of these things because we have science and we vaccinated and people, you know, don't get these things anymore. But if we do not vaccinate, then this will be worse and worse, and somebody will die, just like someone's kid. They died.
I just want to say a couple of things here about the politics of this. First of all, you know, they got immigration as a concern. They got vaccination as a concern that has turned political, and I get that. But just to hear what Dr. Corey said, maybe they came from across the border, maybe they were here. The point is they were not vaccinated. So if you find yourself in a position where you're politically thinking that you're an anti-vaxxer and you're also anti-immigration, well, then I'm just saying, as far as your thought process goes, you can't blame the people that are coming in for not being vaccinated. You can blame them for coming in because they're illegals and not entering the country the proper way. But if you got to see what you think here, Doc, is what I'm saying. This is where your mind kind of collides and you got to realize what it is that you believe. Right. No, I'm serious. Right. And what you don't.
No, you're right. You're right. It's like, you know, you want something, but then you realize something that you also believe is in direct contradiction. And that's where the brain doesn't really like to live. And what you have to do at that point, what your brain is going to do is pick one. And then you usually pick the one that goes with your ideological beliefs. But like I said, I want people to be very clear that this is not just people coming from in other countries, because right now, if you look at some zip codes in Los Angeles, California, the vaccination rate for measles and measles, mumps, rubella is like less than 20%. And those are very educated, erudite, rich people. You understand what I'm saying? So this is citizens. These are citizens. This is not something that is just, for people that are coming through to the country through the southern border.
Let me take hang on, Doc. Pick it up there. We come back. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. And for those, you know, the RFK fans or whatever, just Google what happened in Samoa with RFK and his theories, and people died in Samoa.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, as a result of his cockamamie ideas that are in direct contradiction with the science of this. We'll pick it up when we come back. 720 traffic now, WWL. Hi, 725, Tommy Tucker, WWO, back with Dr. Corey Hebert, Associate Professor of Pediatrics at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. Doc, how long it took you to get your degree and get you certified to practice medicine and all that stuff?
About 127,000 years, actually.
How long did it take, really?
Total was about 14 years.
You didn't just have to 14. Google something?
Yeah, no, you know, I always tell you, Tom, you know, you could become a doctor right now. All you got to do is sit on your toilet and watch a couple of Facebook videos, and man, you got your MD. That's how it works. But, you know, I want to give a couple of facts that I just want people to understand.
Yes.
So last year, they had 285 measles cases in the United States, okay? 285 last year, 2024, all right? So as of this year, we've already had at least 135, and that's February. So when our Secretary of Health and Human Services says that, you know, oh, we have outbreaks every year, we are on a pace to far out surpass that number last year. And then another thing that he said that was just not quite right is he said, oh, all those hospitalizations down in Texas, that's mostly for quarantine. And that's 100% untrue, because we never want people in the hospital with measles for quarantine purposes, because measles is so contagious that we want you far away from the hospital as possible. The people that are in the hospital for measles right now is because they're having respiratory difficulty and are very, very ill. So that's something that he said that is just not true. And that's the thing. I don't dislike personally Mr. Kennedy, and I don't dislike the government. I am very supportive. But my thing is, what I am for is truth.
Yep.
And you have to tell the truth. And it doesn't matter what political party you are. But right now, I think that what people are hearing is that they don't want to alarm folks about this measles outbreak. But like I told you, if you have two people in the room in an elevator and they have COVID, and then you're in the room with COVID, you know, I mean, in that elevator, you know, those two people, you know, may get it. But if you're in a room and somebody walks in with measles, if 100 people in the room, I mean, a huge percentage of people are going to get that, are going to get the measles, a huge percentage. And it's so much more contagious than COVID. And we shut this whole world down for COVID. But measles is way more.
And let me jump in. Somebody texted and said, come on, Tommy, let's do like Fauci and Biden did. Let's shut down the country, damn Democrats. And, it's easy to jump in line and just let somebody else do your thinking and not let the facts get in the way of your argument. But that's not what you're saying. And somebody else said, blame the distrust of pharmaceutical companies. Well, where'd that distrust come from? Because you certainly don't distrust the pharmaceutical companies when it comes to getting your, you know, yourself ready to do business downstairs, do you?
Well, this is the biggest argument I have with that argument, right, is the fact that you distrust the pharmaceutical companies when it comes to vaccines. Mm-hmm. But the FDA approves the vaccine. But the FDA also approves the medicine you take when you get sick. So if you think that the FDA is a schizophrenic organization that decides, oh, well, we're going to be distrustful about vaccines, but oh, we're not going to be distrustful about your hypertension medicine, it's the same pharmaceutical company that makes them both. So you cannot be schizophrenic in your brain when it comes to talking about the distrust of pharmaceutical companies. If you don't believe pharmaceutical companies, don't go to the hospital. Don't take any medicine, and we don't want to hear it.
Doc,
that's not how you feel.
Real quick, before we run out of time, if you're vaccinated for measles, do you have to worry or not?
I think regardless of you being vaccinated for anything, there's always a chance that you can get the illness. And I'm always very transparent about that. Mm-hmm. The issue is that your illness will be much, much less, and your symptoms will be much, much less. And the odds are you won't get it at all. But if you are not vaccinated, the odds are you will get the disease and it will be severe. And then you could have some serious complications. And I will tell you just from the MMR, the reason why people need to get it if you're an adult or you're a child is because measles causes subacute sclerosing panencephalitis, which is horrible. And nobody wants that anyway, because it's a brain infection. Mumps causes orchitis in boys, which means that if they get it, it goes into their testicles. They cannot have children. And rubella, if you're a woman and you're not immune and you get pregnant, then your baby can get rubella and die in utero. That's why we give that vaccine, measles, mumps, rubella. And that's the reason why it's so important. And anybody that says anything different, they don't know what they're talking about.
Doc,
come on,
you know,
go to school with us for 15 years and you'll be all right.
You know, I'm your biggest fan. Tell me where people can go online and maybe get some facts about this and open their mind a little bit.
Yeah, I like to go to the CDC, but you can follow me at Dr. Corey, at Corey Hebert, MD, on all of the Twitter, X, and everything else. And I put this kind of information out every day because, like I said, I'm nonpartisan. I make sure that I tell the facts, and the facts speak for themselves.
I'm right there with you, Doc. Take it easy. Have a good Mardi Gras, right?
You too, my friend.
Appreciate
have a good one.
You too. All right, we'll help you manage your money with Mark Rosen. We come back right now. Time for WWL First News.